All right. Hello and welcome everyone. My name is Karol Żak and I'm a technical evangelist working for Microsoft Poland in DX department. I came here today to talk a little bit about mobile DevOps concept in context of Xamarin Apps. And actually, without further delays, I'm just going to get straight to it. Yes, so that's me again. Sorry, misclick. So what is DevOps? What does DevOps mean? And actually, when I first came across DevOps as a concept, I found it really hard to find a good definition of what DevOps is. And I tried really, really hard to find it. And actually, I failed. And I failed big time. I couldn't find anything. Neither on Wikipedia or whatever. Nothing like that. So then I met this guy from Microsoft. His name is Donovan Brown. And in my opinion, he made simple, like the most simple and most accurate definition of what DevOps is. You want to see it? It goes like this. DevOps is the union of people, process, and products to enable continuous delivery of value to our end users. And that's all it is. And if you think about it, doing DevOps is to focus on that quality and that value you bring to your customers, to your end users, right? And that's all it is, really. And if you would like to lock the mobile DevOps concept into one single image, I think it may look something like this. And we as Microsoft, we know that in order to deliver the best possible quality, to deliver best features, value for your users, for customers, the developers need to focus on writing code. That's what they're for, right? Writing code. They need to write code, implement new features, fix bugs, right? That's what they have to do. And all these steps are really, really crucial to deliver a quality application. But then they cannot waste their time doing this manually, right? That's where we say automate. And actually, that's where Microsoft comes in handy. Why? Well, simply because we provide tools to do it. And actually, I'm going to show you a demo of these tools. So I'm going to show you VSTS, Xamarin Test Cloud, Hockey App. We're going to jump into Visual Studio also. And that's exactly where we're going to start from. So here, I have a solution. It's a simple application, simple Xamarin Android application made with native approach. So it's Xamarin, right? So I can have a real Android application written in C#, right? How cool is that? As you can see, we have Android activity. So for those of you who are familiar with Android development, you know that's some basic stuff for Android, and it's all written in C#. As you can see, right? So this is my project, my solution. Let's see how this app looks like. We have an Android emulator already running here. So let's just start this up. And this app, this is a super cool app, super cool app. It allows you to put in a number, and it will tell you whether it's too short, too long, or just OK, just fine to be a valid credit card number. How cool is that? Let's just try it. Yeah, let's go. That should be too short. This should be good enough. It's valid, right? Great. That's all we need. That's all we need for our demo, actually. Of course, this solution is source controlled, right? I'm using Git repository. I'm hosting it on VSTS. And that's where we're heading right now. As you can see, I have a VSTS project. It's called Test Cloud Samples. I'm hosting my code here in a Git repository. I can review this code. As you can see, it's not only Android, although we're going to speak only about Xamarin Android today, but there's an iOS project, as you can see. Also, there's my Droid solution. There it is. I have different channels, different branches here, master, beta, and alpha. Alpha is the one we're going to work on today. And if you go back in your memory, just a few minutes, to my presentation, there was this slide, right? The concept of mobile DevOps, how it's done, and what are the steps and processes you may use. And there was this thing about building your application, building and deploying. And that's what we're going to do right now. We're going to try to create a definition of build of our Android application. And I actually have it already done. So it's right here. We can see last successful build done over here. I can go through my steps, verify logs and stuff. I can see everything went good. It's all good. There was no crashes, nothing went bad, so it's cool. But I want to show you how it's defined. So let's go ahead and edit. Yeah, and first thing I want to show you is the triggers section, because right now this build definition is set to be a continuous integration. So continuous integration build. So anytime there's a commit, merge on my alpha branch, as you can see in my repository, this build definition will be triggered automatically and run on a build server, right? Let's go ahead and check the build steps. What do we have here? Well, we have a few basic steps over here. This is like a really basic template for building Android, Xamarin Android application. First thing we do, we just, you know, restore NuGet packages. We version assembly, so we change the version of our Android manifest. We transform our Android manifest to change the application name. Just some custom stuff I made here. But the most important step over here is this one, the Android, Xamarin Android build step. And that's exactly what we're doing here. We're pointing out the project we want to build. That's my Xamarin Android project. We also can configure the MS build version, JDK version, so Java version or SDK version that we want to have in this build process. And that's basically it. It will build the application for us. And in this another step, we're just signing the application, right? Because after we build it, we need to sign it to be able to deploy it to our users or devices. And that's what we do over here. And let's stop for a second over here. So we already have our application built, right? What will be the next step, right? It may be deploy, but before I deploy, I would like to test it. I don't want to do it manually. I want to automate it, as I said before. So in order to write automated tests, I'm going to use UI testing framework. So Xamarin has got a library. It's called Xamarin UI test, and it takes leverage of NUnit framework also. It cooperates with NUnit. And it allows developers to write UI tests for our applications, for Xamarin applications, in C#. Also, right? So I can write my Android application in C#, and I can write tests for it also in C#. So this is pretty neat. And yeah, I can, of course, go ahead and write this code manually, right? I can go ahead and say tap and select a specific control, UI element, whatever. But I can be more productive and faster, and I can use something called Xamarin Test Recorder. It's an extension for Visual Studio, a special tool. A special tool, what it does, it basically builds my application, my Android application. It uploads it to, deploys it to emulator, connects with it. There's a special agent on that application. And then I can do stuff inside of my application, like click through it, like do stuff in it, and then all this stuff will be generate a UI test for me automatically, right? So let's just make this stuff a little bit more visible. Let's go ahead and scroll it down here. As you can see, Xamarin test recorder did it for me. Just a simple empty test. But what I can see here, I have a message that this is recorded, right? I can stop the recording. I don't want to do it right now. I can take a screenshot or start assertion mode. Assertion mode is just wait for element. So whenever my application starts, I just want to start wait for element. Why would I do it? I want to verify that my UI is visible for the user, right? I want to just make sure that it's visible. And when it's viewed, then I can take a screenshot. I then can tap in here. I can put in some numbers. And when I put numbers in, I want to take another screenshot, validate credit card. And I want to make sure that this message is viewed on my screen. So I'm just going to go ahead, start the session mode, wait for element, and that's it, right? And I can take a screenshot at the end of this. And that's it. I have a good-to-go test. I can, of course, build this stuff and run it locally on the emulator. But I'm going to go a step further and do something even better. So I want to run this test on, I don't want to do it manually. I don't want to do it locally. I want to run it on real devices. And I want to do it as part of my DevOps process, right? Of my build process. And that's what I'm going to do. That's why I'm using here a step to deploy this application plus the UI test to Xamarin Test Cloud. Because Xamarin Test Cloud is a cloud of over 2,000 different devices that you can use and run your UI tests, automated UI tests on these devices. So this is one way to approach the device fragmentation on Android, right? And this step is pretty simple. I just need to put in some credentials for my Xamarin Test Test Cloud account subscription. And then if we move to Xamarin Test Cloud, I can show you my application, my test runs. There it is. Credit card validator, that's my app. I can see that I had a few test runs already. There are some basic information here. Let's go ahead and pick the latest one, I think. Yeah, the latest one. Let's choose this one. And as you can see, we have all the information on one screen. We can see how many devices we ran on, how many failed, how many were successful. So this is pretty cool. As you can see, I only tested this on 4 devices. What if I want to test on much more devices? Like I said, there are over 2,000 devices. So I would go here, new test run, credit card validator, and then you can select as many devices as you like, right? You can go different manufacturers, different OS versions, tablets, phones, everything. And these are not only Android devices, but you can also test on iOS devices. So this is pretty cool. Select devices, and then just go ahead and upload your tests. Right, so let's take a look, because this is just some basic information, right? I want to go through my tests. And as you can see, we have them listed here on the left side screen. So I can see like the overview on all the devices. I have 4 devices tested here. I can zoom in a little bit here. And I can see the steps my test took, right? And every screenshot it took after each step. And I can review it. I can see on which phones it failed, on which it was fine, right? And I can go ahead and get some detailed information like device log, test log. I can see memory usage over time, CPU usage over time. Pretty cool information. And so this is my Xamarin Test Cloud. But let's head back to VSTS. And right now, we already built our application. We tested it with automated UI tests. And now we would like to distribute it. But we would like to distribute it to beta testers, right? Our inside users that will give us feedback and so on. And that's why I have this additional step here. It is a deploy to Hockey App step. Because Hockey App allows us to easily distribute our applications to users, like side load on their devices. And also what it does, it gives you telemetry, insights, crash reports, feedback from your users. It's all in there. So what do you have to do on your application endpoint, or endpoint on your project endpoint, is just add the Hockey app, Hockey SDK, NuGet package, and then register for Crash Manager, Metrics Manager, and whatever you like. You can even have your custom events, right, if you like. So this is it. And let's head back over here. We have our step done here. We have a connection with Hockey app, as you can see. It's just a simple connection. It actually authorizes VSTS to deploy stuff to Hockey app, to my Hockey app account, on behalf of me. And that's it. And let's go to Hockey app. So the UI here is pretty similar to Xamarin Test Cloud. I have few applications over here. Let's go ahead and check this this first one, right? On that main screen, I can see latest versions uploaded to Hockey app, distributed to my users. I can see some cool counts, like how many downloads were for this specific version, how many crash counts, and so on. I can, of course, manage my users. I can invite new users. I can delete users from this application and stuff like that. So this application will be available only for my specific people, my guys, right? And yeah, that's what it's all about. I can, of course, go ahead and check, let's say, crashes here. I can see I have multiple crashes reported from my application. Let's go ahead and pick one of them. Let it be this one. So I have various data here, like a stack trace that's for me to find out what was the problem in my application. I can check which devices this problem occurred on, or OS versions, stuff like that. And of course, when it happened and for which users. So I can contact this user specifically and say, hey, what happened? What was the, what happened there? What did you do? How did you screw my application? And yeah, that's exactly it. But you know, I first have to distribute this up to my users. So what would be the user experience for a tester or like an inside user of Hockey app? I'm going to show you right away. So I can either, on my device, it's an emulator, I know, but let's pretend it's a real device. Right, so on my device, I have to either go to Hockey app portal, then log there and download the application, or I can use Hockey app, just the Hockey app to get this apps distributed. I'm actually included, as you can see, in our internal Hockey app distribution process, so I can see all of Microsoft's internal applications distributed through Hockey app. But we're specifically interested in this credit card validator from Alpha Channel here, or from Alpha Branch. As you can see, user gets the latest version, and this version is automatically updated, right? But if this user wants it, he can go ahead and search for the history of this application and releases of this application, and go ahead and even install the older one, right, to check, verify what was bad on this this particular version. But we're going to go ahead and try to download this application. Yeah, there it is. So it asks us whether we want to install this application. This is sideloading, right? We're sideloading. We're not using any store or whatever. We're sideloading this application to the device. And we can do it either for Windows Phone, Android, and iOS through Hockey app. And all right, it's installed. We can open it. As you can see, it's all good. My super awesome credit card validator application, it's running correctly. Great. I can always crash it. And I'm going to have a another report in a few minutes. Right, so that was it. That was a brief preview of what you can do with VSTS, Xamarin Test Cloud, Hockey app, and all this DevOps approach. But I have one more slide for you. One more slide. Just one, I promise. So I showed you all these cool tools, right? Xamarin Test Cloud, VSTS, some insights, Hockey App, distribution of your app to beta users. And you may say, yeah, this is cool. I like it, right? But I'm concerned about the amount of portals, website, different tools, different UIs I have to use, right? We think the same, right? We are developers too, by the way. You may not know, but yeah. So we want to have it easy. And that's why we're doing something called, we're currently developing something called Visual Studio Mobile Center. And this thing is, I wanted to say, will be, but it already is. It's in preview version. So you can already sign in, log in there, register, set up your free trial account, and just play with it. Give us some feedback, something to work with, right? But Mobile Center will be that tool, the tool, the ultimate one ultimate tool you will use to manage your mobile applications. And it will have it all. It will have build definition, releases, distribution to your users, beta testers, insights, telemetry, crash reports, everything in one place, one UI, no additional tools included, right? And with that happy announcement, I would like to thank you very much for your attention, and I wish you to enjoy your sessions and have a nice day. Thank you very much.